Okay, let's start. Zvachim daf peches. Zvachim peches. We are up to the last daf here in the ninth parak. In parak Hamizbeach Makadesh, and we are still talking about the topic of this parak, and that is the Mizbeach, or Kalim, or other areas that are Kadosh, being Makadesh, items that are on it, items that are in it. That's how the Mizbeach Makadesh is a roilo. If it goes up, if it's pasul, we spoke a little bit on yesterday's daf, not only will the Mizbeach maybe have the mechanism that has the power to keep psulim on the mizbeach, but also maybe keeping heksher going for longer. That's the principle of ein lina moeles barosh mizbeach. Maybe if it's up there, so that even if it comes down afterwards, you would be able to put it back up. So the last question that we were discussing is, what about not only the mizbeach, what about the air above the mizbeach? Is the avir of the mizbeach kemizbeach dami or lav kemizbeach dami? Right? How do we look at the air? Now, whatever you say about the air above the mizbeach, maybe you'll look at the airspace. Maybe you say the same thing about the kevesh, the airspace of the kevesh. So we're trying to prove back and forth what you would hold. So we are continuing that discussion. Second to last line on Pei Zayin on Bebeis says the Gemara, Lahachki Samiya Tivshot. Maybe you could prove the other way. Maybe you go the other way in this question. What do you mean? Da avir mizbeach kimizbeach dami. Maybe you could prove the other way, that the avir of the mizbeach is kimizbeach, has the status of the mizbeach. Why? Di sakatai dach avir mizbeach lav kimizbeach dami. Because if you see the other way, that only the mizbeach itself has the halacha of mizbeach makadesh as a roilo, but above the avir mizbeach, it does not have the status of the mizbeach, then you run into a problem. Why? Chatas ha'of, similar question to what we discussed yesterday, but not exactly the same. Chatas ha'of psula, heichi maze midama. A chatas ha'of, that's pasul. What's a pasul chatas ha'of? Let's say I molik it shelo lishma. As we know, chatas first mishnah in the Masechta, chatas shelo lishma is psula. So as a chatas oof that I was molik berosh mizbeach, as we know, malika can be done b'chol makom. If I do it above, so hechi mazeh, I know that it's still on the top of the mizbeach, and I have to do hazaah, or I have to do hazaah. Ola only has mitzui. Chatas has hazaah and mitzui. So how am I mazeh? When I sprinkle, I have to go up first. And when I go up, maybe that could be considered as if it's off the mizbeach, it's yarud. And we know that im alu, afilu im alu lo yerdu, im yerdu lo yalu. So chadas opsula echi maza midama, havila yarud. It's like as if you went off the mizbeach. As Rashi says on the first skinny line, hechi shari le mar lahazos midama, hare magbia umatiz kisho chizba. When I'm matiz, when I'm squeezing and I'm doing the hazah, I'm holding it up. Havila ki yarud. If you say the avir, the mizbeach, does not have the status of the mizbeach, that is up and then down and then up again. And not only chatas ha'of, what about shar psulim echi zarek lo midama? And other psulim, how can I be zorek midama? Again, same idea. The zrika, I have to do zrika meirachok, and I have to throw it with a little arch. And therefore, how am I allowed to do that? So if it's avir mizbeach, is considered kiyarut. Right? We said before that even blood, this was the machlokas at the beginning of the parak, it was the machlokas about dam. But the dam is included in the halacha of mizbeach makadesh as a roilo. Rabbi Yeshua said no. Rabbi Yeshua said kol haroil leishim. Rabbi Gamliel says kol haroil lemizbeach, and that includes, if you remember, dam and nesachim. So Rashi points out here that this second question is going according to Rabbi Gamliel. Is the first one only according to Rabbi Gamliel? That's a question in the Achronim. That's what Rashi points out here. But either way, sharp psulim hechizarek lo midama. How can I be zorek if I'm zorek from afar? Like Zrika is done, and it goes up with an arch a little bit. So then, also putting it above, and Avir Mizbeach Lavka Mizbeach Dami. So it must be that Avir Mizbeach is Kimizbeach Dami. So answers the Gemara, no, you don't have to say that. Demagalahu. Maybe what you did here is that you did the Hazaah, you did it by touching the side of the Mizbeach. That's what you did. You didn't have any space. Right? Rashi points out, adds in a word, as Rashi, our greatest Rebbe, always does, Umishani Demagalahu. Right, the Gemara answer is that you touched it, lekosel mizbeach, to the wall of the mizbeach. Rashi says kisha mazeh by either of these, by the chadas of or by zrikas the apostle. Says the Gemara, Rashi adds it again, u parchinan, right? Because each two words here is a question answer. So Rashi says, or the Gemara says, ha hazaah. One second, but if you're squeezing it next to the wall of the mizbeach, and that's how the blood is taken out, that's not called hazaah. That's not the method that we're supposed to use when we require harzah. Hamitsuhi. That would be called mitsui. Mitsui is a different avoda. Mitsui is required by the olas of, right? V'nimsa al kir hamizbeach. You have to be mitsui. You have to squeeze out the neck against the wall of the mizbeach and get the blood out that way. That's a different avoda. But if you require hazah, then how can you do mitsui? Hazah hamitsuhi. Or hazrika shvichahi. That wouldn't be called zrika. That would just be called pouring it, right, on the mizbeach. So therefore, how would this be allowed? Question. Va'od, derech hazah bakach, derech zrika bakach. Is it the normal way to do this? Right? Isn't it, right? It must be that it's not true. You're not being maga, and you must be having the space and the air in between. And therefore, we're back to the raya. Avavra mizbeach, mizbeach dami. Just parenthetically, the Mikdash David points out, we learned earlier that if you're supposed to do zrika and you do shvicha b'di'evet, it is okay. So why don't you say the same thing here? Why is the Gemara getting so upset? Zrika, it's shvicha. What do you mean it's shvicha? You're right, but b'di'evet shvicha would work. So why is that a problem? We had earlier, says the Mikdash David, here at the end of the Parak Dalet, Simon Dalet, Oz Beis, he says, Umuchach, Umakshin and Haizrika, Ishvicha, Yainsham, Yavagav the Kaimalon, to call any tongue of Bizrika, Shinasam, Bishvicha Yatsa, even though we pass in that way, b'di'evet, Bahacha, E. Efshar, B'inyan Acher, Ki, and Bishvicha, and here you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, because this is what you have to do if you hold Aver Mizbeach Lavka Mizbeach Dami. Dim Yasas Rika, Havi Le Yarud, Umuchach, Dim Al Af Imala Lo Yered, Mikamakom in Osin Hahakrava, Shalok Kimitzvasan. Even though this whole parak has been talking about, yeah, the puzzle gets hooklot on the Mizbeach, and therefore Imala Lo Yered, that doesn't mean just do whatever you have to do and burn it to get it over with. There's still requirements that have to be done. Doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want. Ein osin ha'akrava shaloka mitzvasan. Afti e efshar b'inyan acher. V'kol shekein l'naseich shaloba klishareis tehuv ofan depasol b'inyan zeh v'tzarach iyan. So he talks about that this deal, that even a b'di'evet will be okay, but we're not looking for b'di'evets in this circumstance, even though it's in the world of psulim that are niskadesh in the halacha of mizbeach makadesh es everything that goes on it. So again, we're back to the questions. Isn't this a raya? It can't be talking about maga where you touched it to the beach because that would be shicha, that would be mitsui, right? So you have to be back to the raya. So where is it now? Amar avashi itanakalu brosha mizbeach achanami. You're right. There was never a question. As Rashi explains this question, there was never a question in the Gemara when a Kohen is standing on the Mizbeach and he's doing this, he does the Malika then, Shlo Lishman, when he's standing on the Mizbeach and he is Zorek, so then for sure it's okay. Then for sure it's okay. Why? Because his body is connected to the Mizbeach. That's not called Avir. Right? He's standing on the Mizbeach. As Rashi says, Tahai Gavra Barosh Mizbeach Ka'i, V'Naket Luhu. The Kiya Gavna Lomi Boilon. That's for sure not. Why? Tahanochas Gufa Barosha Mizbeach, Kanochas Karban Dami. If he's on the Mizbeach, it's like the carbon's on the Mizbeach. That was never the question of the Ibaya. The question is if he's off the Mizbeach. Ki Kamar de Talinu Bakanya. What if he's holding a stick? And he's holding the stick above the Mizbeach. That's the only question. Would the Avir of the Mizbeach be Makadesh in that way? My. So that's the question that is asked. Or the Zevach Tota, the Chafetz Chaim, says, or in any case, not only if he's holding a stick, if he's off the Mizbeach, and he is holding something above. That also is asked here. Mashat Sir HaGemara, he writes this in the Zevach Tota. Mashat Sir HaGemara, Ayidekana, Mishum Destama, Efshar Binyan Acher. It's probably difficult to be standing on the side and reaching above. Halo gavoahu, v'efshar lahagia biyado. Right, it's impossible to get there. Aval huadin, but in a chinami, it would apply. Ela, in other cases too. Huadin amaya omen agavi ritzpa. V'he elon biyado negan avir mizbeach. If he throws it up, kenegan ayisoto agavi avir kevish. Achinami v'chal safiku. Right, it's also b'chal the safik the Zevach Tota says. So therefore, one should keep that in mind. The Gemara gives us one example, but again, it might be lav dafka. Either the Gemara answers teku, we'll have to put this on the list of questions for Eliyahu HaNavi. Right now it stands. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we haven't spoken about teku in a while, but we'll see at the end if there's more time to talk about teku. Says the last Mishnah in this parak. Last Mishnah in the parak, we've spoken about Mizbeach, we've spoken about the Kevesh, so now we're going to talk about the Kalim. As the Gemara said, we said earlier, Kishem, the Mishnah said, in the end of the previous Mishnah, Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, Ka Kalim Mekadshan. So too Kalim are Mekadesh. They sanctify what's in it. A little different, Mizbeach sanctifies what's on it, a Kli sanctifies what's in it. A little different, but the Yesod is the same. Says the Mishnah, Kli Alach Mekadshan is Alach, Umidos hayavish, bakachos is hayavish. Kalim that usually hold liquids are makadesh liquids that go inside. And kalim that usually hold dry measurements, midos yavish, bakachos is hayavish, they are makadesh and sanctify dry measurements inside of it. Why does the Mishnah use the word kli when it comes to lach and midos when it comes to yavish? Jirashi comments on that. Lachi nakat gabe yavish midos she'en kelim yuchadim liyavish ala elu. There are only two kelim for yavish. There's an isaron and a chatzi isaron. Those are the only two midos of yavish. Isaron of the flour and a chatzi isaron of the flour. Isaron is used for measuring for all the carbon minchas, and the chatzi isaron is used for the chavite kohen gadol. We know the part that's given half in the morning, half in the afternoon, the minchas chinuch that the Kohen Gadol gives every single day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon, that's when you use the chatzi isaron to measure half and half. And there aren't just kalim in general, so many, klei halach. So that's why the two midos hayavish are, that's why it mentions midos here, it doesn't mention kalim, because kli is a more inclusive and expansive word, and that's why there are many kalim that are klei halach, but only two that are midos hayavish. So it only is makadesh what is supposed to be in the kli. Ein kli alach makadeshes es hayavish v'lo yavish makadesh es alach. They don't mix and match. The kli alach is not makadesh the yavish, and vice versa. Kli kodesh nikvu. What happens if a kli gets a hole in it? She nikvu. So it depends. Is it still usable or not? Right? We have the same similar discussion in Hilchas Muksa on Shabbos. When does something lose its status of a kli for Hilchas Muksa? We also have the same question in Hilchas Tumah Vatara, right? In Meseches Kalim. When do we say that if a kli gets a hole in it, it's no longer a shame kli? How big of a hole does it have to be? The Mishnah is there to talk about the size that an olive falls out, that a pomegranate falls out. Okay. Klei HaKodesh HaNikvu. So, im osin ben gmein malachton, if they're still able to do the malacha that they used to do, mein malachton shayu osin, vehein shleimim, and they're considered complete, makadesh. So then they can still be makadesh what is in it, because they can still do what they used to do. The imlav, a makadshe, but if they cannot do what they used to do, even if they can do something, you can hold it sideways and use the side of the kli, it's not good enough, ein makadshe. Vikulan, and the Mishnah ends off, ein makadshe ela pakodesh. And all of these kalim only have the power to sanctify what's in it, pakodesh. What's pakodesh? Rashi says, ba'azara, in the azara, that is the, when it works. There is a question in the Achronim. Question in the Achronim. So why do you need the Azara? Do you need the Azara because without the Azara, the Kli doesn't have the Mekadesh power? Or is it the item doesn't have the Miskadesh power? It doesn't have the power to sanctify the Kli, or it doesn't have the power to be sanctified. Miskadesh, right? That's the question in the Avnei Nezer. A number of the Achronim discuss this issue. L'may nafkaminus, they say maybe it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos and Meseches Psachim on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. And Rashi seems to say that it's bitzad the klisharis to be mekadesh. And Tosfos holds it's bitzad the davar hamiskadesh. Right? L'may nafkamina. What if the one is in and one is out? Right, where the klisharis is in the azara, but the davar hamiskadesh is outside the azara. If you could come up with a hechi tipsy like that. So again, that could be the nafkamina. That could separate those two factors, right? The mikadesh or the miskadesh. That's the discussion. The Achronim discuss it. Again, the Avnei Nezer and others. And the Dvar Avram, and Chelek Gimel, Semen Aleph, the Mishnas Yavetz in Yaradea. But that is a Chakira in this regard. But either way, Lamai said it has to be Bakodesh, should be in the Azar. So Amar Shmuel continues. Lo Shanu Elamidos. When do we say that the Kli Halach is not Mekadesh, the Yavesh? That's by the Midos. By, as Rashi says here, the seven Midos Halach. There are 7 midos halach and 2 midos hayavish. So when do we say that that it's not mekadesh what's dry only by the 7 midos halach? Rashi quotes hin, chatzia hin, shlisha hin. Right, we have all of these in the laning of we know of the musafin. So only those avol mizrakos by the ones that hold the midos halach. But those that are mizrakos, those that hold blood, so then mekadeshin, then even though those are clay halach, they are mekadesh yavish. Just like they're roi for lach, they're also roi for yavish. Shneamar, shneim, maleim, solas. Right? We talk about the karbanos in Parshas Naso, shneim, maleim, solas, they're both filled with flour, shneim. But again, that's referring to even the mizrakos. So amarle, Rav Achami did to the Ravina, by mincha lachahi, right? It says mincha is lach. So what kind of raya is that to prove that it could even hold yavesh, right? Mincha has oil in it. Right? Mincha is mixed with oil. So why should that prove that a mizrak could hold soles, could hold yavesh? The mincha has oil in it, so is lach. So the Gemara says, even though we know from elsewhere, you do not have to mix, belila is not ma'akev, that's the din of Rebizera. Kala roila bila, ain't bila ma'akevas. You just have to have the potential for doing bila. You don't have to actually do belila. So, but isn't it lach? There's some oil there. Amalei lo nitzrucha ela liyave sheba. Every mincha, the flour, you mix it with the oil, there are definitely some dry clumps. It's very hard to get everything perfect and everything, every part of the flour, when anybody ever made challah or ever made bread. You know, when you mix it, sometimes you find a little dry area where the flour is, and you have to try to cover all of those dry spaces. So Pashas is the dry space. So the Chiddush is that even those dry areas are miskadesh in the Mizrak, and therefore it would still be okay. It would still be a raya that is mekadesh yavish. Yibay yaseima, or everything's relative. Mincha lagabe dam ki yavish dami. Sometimes we don't measure items objectively. We measure them relatively. So you're right, it is a little moist. It has some oil in it, but come on, it's not viscous, right? It's not liquid. So therefore, we could still call this yavesh, even though it's not exactly yavesh, right? Different times you measure things objectively, different times you measure things objectively. Again, not exactly our topic now, but it's even when it comes to pashas, right, we're talking about the items here. But we could even talk about this in regard to mitzvos. It's an amazing radak in Sefer Shmuel. When David HaMelech is bringing the Aron back to Yerushalayim. He got it back, and he's bringing it up to Yerushalayim the first time, right, when tragedy strikes. So we have the story of Peretz Uzzah, the Haftorah for Parashat Shmini. Peretz Uzzah. So the Sukkim described that the Aron is on the wagons, and they're bringing it up to Yerushalayim. Ask the Radak, ask all the Rishonim. It's a Befeish Pasuk in Chumash. But Kasef Yiso. I don't understand. How could they put the Aron on the wagons? They have to carry it. It's a pasuk. How did they make such a mistake? So the Radak explains. The mistake was that they thought that when do you have to carry the Aron on shoulders when all the other Kalim are being carried on the wagons? So the Aron has to be one up on the other Kalim. But here there are no other Kalim. The only thing you're carrying is the Aron. So they understood, or David understood, the Radak says, that they understood that, you know, it's a relative halacha. It's not that you have to carry the Aron. The Aron has to have more covet than all the other Kalim. So if there are no other Kalim, it's okay. You can put it on the wagon. But that was a mistake, the Radak says. But Kasev Yiso means objectively. It doesn't matter about anything else. It doesn't matter about anything else. You have to carry, you have to give the covet to the Aron objectively and not related. So in a very different sense, here you have the oil that the oil, even though it has a little bit of oil in it, it's still called yavesh for our purposes, and you can still bring a raya that the mizrak can be mekadesh even yavesh. So two days in the Gemara. Either there are dry clumps, or it is considered yavesh. Period. Omar Shmuel, klisharei se mekadshin ela shleimin, ein mekadshin ela meleyin. Shmuel says, a klisharei is only mekadesh when it is whole, as we had in the Mishnah, and ein mekadshin ela meleyin, only when it is full. What does full mean here? So Pashas, we would have thought full means like overflowing. It has to be full. See, Makadesh. So Rashi explains here, as the Gemara is going to explain, it means whole units of a shear. like you have any sorrow in it, right? You can't have, Rashi says in the first wide line, Sheba and Shir Shalem Hatzarech Ladavar. Yisaron Shalem Lemincha. You have to have Shlosh Yisaron in Lapar. Right? That's what it doesn't mean, half measurements. Ein Makadesh Ela Mitochan. And also, it's only Makadesh Mitochan, says the Gemara. We'll have to see what that means. Pashas from within, right? If it touches it on the outside, let's say not. V'yamri La Ein Makadesh Ela Shleimin Umleim Umibifnim. That sounds pretty similar. Mibifnim, right? What does Mibifnim here mean? So Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chaim in Dibur Maschil Ela, Dibi Mibifnim Leklika Amar. So I'm going to bifnim the inside of the kli. La fuke what? V'yasi lemute chakach moshava mibachutz. What if I indented something from the bottom and I made a base kibble from the outside, right? So that's not going to work. That's what Tosfos says Mibifnim is. According to that, it's a very similar to what the first Manda Amar holds. Rashi says Mibifnim means here Azara, like the halacha that was said at the end of the Mishnah. By the way, maybe Tosfos says what he says also because of the next line. Lamai Nafkamina. According to Rashi, it's two different halachas, right? But it maybe doesn't mean what's the difference between them. There could be a Lamai Nafkamina even if it's somewhat obvious. So the Gemara answers, what if it's overflowing above the rim? It's inside, but it's above the rim. So Rashi says that's the nafkamina between mitochan and mibifnim. Right? Even if you want to say one is sanctified from within, but even if it's within, it can still be above the rim. It could be a heaping amount that is in the kli. Tosfos also would have to say that's the nafkamina, would have to figure out exactly how to understand it. Okay, but Masisa Tana the Brisa also says all of them ein mekachin el shleimim umaleim umitochan ubefnim all four requirements. Okay, Amar Avasi Amar Biyochanan lo shanu el shadai de lahosif. Rabbi Yochanan says when do we say that it's only mekadish maleim when you don't have daas to be mosif? You're finished adding for now, so that's not going to be sanctified. But if my das is to be mosif, I'm just putting it in, I'm adding more, then it's okay, little by little, can be niskadesh. Tani nami hachi, malayin, ein malayin, ela shleimin. Amar Abyosi, emasai, bizmein shein daito lahosif. Only when I don't have in mind to be mosif, I'm a daito lahosif, rishon kodesh. But if I have das to be mosif, so then rishon, every little bit is kodesh. I don't have to put it in exactly at once. Right? Rishon kodesh. Good. What are we talking about here? That kli, the kli lach is only mekadesh alach, and yavesh is mekadesh the yavesh. Ein mekachin likarev, aval mekachin lipasel. When we say that lach is not mekadesh yavesh and vice versa, that only means it's not mekadesh it fully. It's not mekadesh it that I can now use this on the mizbeach. But in order to be posel it, in order to give it some level of kedusha, it does work. Remember, we've said in the a number of times already in this Masechta that there's a difference between an animal and flour. An animal could be miskadish bepeh. I say, I hereby amakdish my sheep, that sheep now has kedushas haguf. But if I say about my flour, flour, if I say about my flour, it has kedushas haguf, it does not have kedushas haguf yet, until it goes into the kli. Once it goes into the kli, it gets some level of kedusha. What we're saying here is that even if it doesn't go into the right kli, the kli that's going to allow you to be makrivit, it still gets a level of kedusha that it can become nifsal. In what way? Rashi says, if it goes out now, it's nifsal biyotze. Right? If I take chulin outside, nothing happens. If I take some level, if I take this flower outside, it's nifsal biyotze. Even though it wasn't hukdash, likarev, it was enough hukdash in order to be a little level of kedusha, that it could become nifsal b'yotze. Or Rashi also says, if a tful yom touches it, tful yom is considered tamei, a lower level tumah, and therefore, if a tful yom touches it, so then it could still be nifsal in that way. So, imakachin li karev, aval mikachin li pasel. Ika demasni la'aha, and some have that lashon, some have that statement of Rav Asi on the following braisa. The following braisa: Ein meviyim menachas v'nesachim u'minchas behemo bikurim min hamidume. A person is not allowed to bring a karban mincha or flour or nesachim or wine or minchas behema or bikurim from midume. What does midume mean? We know what midume usually means. Is that what it means here too? So Rashi says, yes, Meduba usually means Truma and Chulin mixed together, and there isn't enough Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma, so it's Meduba, so it's Mutter to Kohanim. But it's not Mutter to me, it's not Mutter to Yisrael, so you're not allowed to bring, now I'm not allowed to use Truma for, in order to, let's say I have Truma grain or Truma wine, I can't use that for my Nesachim. We'll read it according to Rashi first. Ve'etzarech lomar, and surely me'or lo v'kilei akerim. Truma is mutter to a kohen, it's also to Yisraelim. So I'm not allowed to use that. Surely I can't use something that's aser b'hana'a totally. Arla, first 3 years, kilei akerem, that's for sure. V'imhevi lo kidesh, and if I did, it was not, if I bring any of these, it was not niskadesh. Let's just read one more line and then we'll talk about it. Ala rav, itemer avasi lo kidesh li karev ala kadesh li pasal. So that's what we have, ravasi. If I use midume, or I use kilei akerem or arla, it is enough niskadesh to become pasal, even though it wasn't niskadesh in order to be hukrav al gabe hamizbeach. Good. So Rashi, so why is it? Why am I not allowed to bring bikurim from truma? Or why can't I bring, not bikurim, let's say the other case is soles, or mincha, nisachim, minchas behemah. What's the problem? So Rashi says, what's the problem? It's a pasuk. Middle of the wide lines. V'yava misha mutter l'kohanim. Even though it's mutter for kohanim. Right? What's the problem? Kohanim, a kohen can have medumah. What's the worst it is? Truma. So a kohen can have that. So why can't I bring that? Right? The kohen is the one that's going to eat any leftovers of any karban mincha. So, to be inon mutter l'chol Yisrael. Because you need, the only item that can be used is something that's mutter l'chol Yisrael. Shene amar, the pasuk says, be mashke Yisrael mina mutter l'Yisrael. So that's Rashi Shita. Meduma here means what Meduma always means. And it, even though it's Mutar L'Kohanim, it still does not fulfill Mina Mutar L'Yisrael. Tosfos is upset about this. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Why isn't this Mina Mutar L'Yisrael? Some Yisrael could have it. Right? Kohanim are Yisrael. Are you Spnei Yisrael? So what's the problem? Tosfos says, Meduma here means something that it doesn't usually mean. It means leading up to the next line of the Gemara. Me'urav ba'arla v'kilei akerem. It means it's mixed in. And the next line says, and for sure, vadai arla and kilei akerem. Mixed in with arla and kilei akerem, and surely vadai. So, machlokes Rashi Tosfos. What's the dekudas on machlokes? Right, because machlokes, whether something is, that is mutter only for kohanim, is considered minamashke l'Yisrael. Right, so what is that machlokas about? So it's again, you might generalize it. The Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Asvin Daraisa generalizes this, and he says it's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos Lishitaso in Asvin Daraisa in Klal Beis. He talks about Rashi and Tosfos and Yevamos Pevav. We've spoken about this in the past, not so recently. Rashi has a line in Yevamos and Af Pevav and Aleph that seems to say that Tevel is Asur Mishum the Truma Shabo. Why is Tevel Asur? Because there's Truma in it. And therefore, it's Usser. And the Kasha, the Tosfos, has a Rashi there. So why is Truma also Usser? Why is Tevel also Usser to a Kohen? If Tevel is only Usser because of the Truma Shabbat, then a Kohen should be able to eat Tevel. Because, you know, a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Haraya, Tosfos says that Tevel is an Isser b'fnei Atzma. It's not Usser Mishum, the Truma Shabbat. So how do you answer for Rashi? So you have to say, according to Rashi, and Rabbi Yosef Engel explains this, according to Rashi, even if you say Tevel is Usser Mishum, the Truma Shabbat, that's even also to a Kohen. A Kohen can't eat Tevel because the Truma at that stage is Usser. Once you do the Hafrasha, Rashi would say, once you do the Hafrasha, then Hashem is allowing you to partake of the Truma. But it's not that, even Kohanim are not allowed to eat Truma before Hafrasha is done. Lamad Avardome, what about Kachim? Kachi Kachim, what about the portion of the Karbanos that Kohanim eat? They can't always eat it. They can't always eat it. Before Zrikas Adam, they can't eat the basar of the chatas and the ashan that they normally eat it. Once the maisa, Zrika, is done, so then they can eat the what's left. There's zoche mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Just because something is mutter doesn't mean that before you do a hafrasha, it's already mutter. It still might be usser. It might be called kachim, but it's usser. Truma, before I do hafrasha, it's usser to the kohanim. But, so what we just say, that according to Rashi, it's really usher to kohanim too, but once the hafrasha is done, it's mishulchan gavoa kazachu. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's Rashi l'shitaso. Because even when kohanim eat truma, it's not that it's theirs. It's not like it's totally, it's mishulchan gavoa. It's getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it wouldn't be called mimashki Yisrael. Tosos l'shitaso says no. Tevel can't be asr because of the truma shabo, because kohanim would be then, if kohanim be truma, it must be a separate isr bifnei atzma. Once you do the afrasha, then truma is created, and truma is mutter to a kohen. And truma mutter to a kohen, that would be enough to be considered mimashke Yisrael. That's the harifus, the connection of Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Asvin Daraisa, the Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos Pevav, to the Rashi and Tosfos here in Zvachim on Daf. On Daf Peches. That's part of the larger discussion that he has there. Klal Beis is all about Truman and Tevel. The first question that he starts off with: Nistapakti ha de Truma asura lazar im hu iser chadash shenis chadish aydei haafrasha. Truma being asur to azar, is that a new iser that starts b'shas hafrasha? O dilma inyano she iser Tevel shabo bimkomo omed. Shatruma hitira iser tevel shava ach lekohen avalo lazar. Right? Maybe the truma, it's not a new iser. Tevel was asur to a Yisrael. Truma is asur to Yisrael. And what's the big nafkamina? They're both misa b'dei shemayim. So maybe that shows it's the same shame iser. Answer by Yosef Engel. V'teida sharyon shem shave sha'onesh tevel hu b'misa b'dei shemayim. V'chei truma on shem misa b'dei shemayim. Alkei niraksas misesh iser truma lazar hu mitam tevel. So that's what then he gets into the discussion of in Yevamos of Rashi and Tosfos, but again, obviously, Kedarka Vakodesh, he continues for ten pages about this topic. But that's point number one. Number two, the Arla and Kilei Akerem. So Arla, we mentioned in the past. Maybe recently, I think we also mentioned it somewhat recently. But let's read it inside today. The mitzvah of Arla, what the tam is behind the mitzvah of Arla. The Ramban writes in Kedoshim, in Yutes Chaf Gimel, what's the message of the mitzvah of Arla? Says the Ramban, v'tam ha-mitzvah hazos, why by the first 3 years do we have to leave the fruit off limits? We're not allowed to partake of it. L'chabedes Hashem, me'reshes kol tfu asenu. The ikar of Arla is to give Hashem the best of our first fruits. But one second, so why is it off limits for the first 3 years? Said the Ramban, the first 3 years, people, things don't grow so well. Right? Anybody ever had a fruit tree? The first couple of years, there's not much there. Not much there. So, the first three, but we want to give the first ones that are somewhat significant and nice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. That's Ravai. So the first 3 years, we don't do anything with it. It's also, we just let it fall. And it's not allowed to get hanah from it. And then, after that, we take the fourth year where it grows the first time well. And then we bring that to Yerushalayim. It's very small. There's not much there. V'ruban lo yotziu peiros klal. Most fruit trees won't bring fruit. Ad hashana harevias. V'lakach. Namtin Lukulam. So according to the Ramban, the Iker is the Ravai. And that has a ramification for the Arla. You need it the first 4 years, that's why you work backwards. Lo nintam klub mehem, ad shenavi ben aneta, v'chulu. V'emes adavar hu. Then he quotes, emes adavar, fine. Then he quotes the Moreh Nevuchim. Ramban usually quotes the Rambam and then quotes his own Shita. Here he flips it. Here he quotes his own Shita and then he quotes the Rambam. V'arav nathan gamba zet tam b'moreh Nevuchim. He quotes from Gimel Amid Zayin, kitayim over rova mitzvos. Like the time that he gives to this, the most common time the Rambam gives in Moreh Nevuchim. It's somehow connected to Avodah Zarah. Ki hayu laha chartumim b'la machashvim bizman ahu mine kishuf. In the days of old, they had certain magical powers. Ya'asu osam be'ez de tiasa ilanos that they used to do when they planted trees. V'yachshavu, and they thought by doing that, ki bahem yema'er ha'ilon lahotzi pir yukonam zmanu hayadua b'minhago shel olam, that they could hasten the ripening and the growing of the fruit. They do the special abracadabra when they plant the tree to hasten it. The Rambam says, the Torah tells us, there's halacha, no hastening. There's even delaying, the opposite. Ubevo yakrivo asapri lefnei avodah zara she'asu b'shma hakishavahu lachein tzivsa Torah asur pri haba kodem shaloshanim shlo yavo la'asos ma'asim hara ma'heim. This is what we would call a siyag daraisa. Put this on the other list of Rabbi Yosef Engel's. A siyag daraisa, you're not allowed to eat the first 3 years, so you don't come to do this magical avodah zara incantation, says the Rambam. And in that way, we will keep away from that. Obviously, many siyag daraisas, right? The isser of yichud, that's daraisa, and the isser of negiya, and the isser of cooking basar b'chalav, the kesef misha says, because I might come to eat, eat basar b'chalav, so I can't even cook basar b'chalav. The ran in the first daf in Pesachim, I'm not allowed to even have chametz in my house, bal yira b'yim matzei, because I might come to eat chametz. In the Isser of Kares, right, many examples of Siyag and Daraisa. The Klayakar on Kisi Adam, I have to cover Dam so I don't come to eat Dam. Either way, that is all Arla, according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban. Those are the Sefer Chinuch has other examples. He says this has to do with the line Misharshi Amitzvah Sharatza Akel Lios Adam Misorer Lahalel Hashem Baruch Hu Betchilas Mivchar Peros Ilan Osaf. Right, he connects it to Ravai also, like the Ramban. You have to eat it in the Makam Nivchar, and you have to he quotes the Ramban, and you have to work backwards from there. He gives another shot, but we'll leave that for now. One other final point to mention, and that is so the Gemara. Let's go to the next line. Arla and Kilei Akerim. Right, so it says that Beferish at least, even if Meduma is a Machlokas, Rashi tells us what it is. So the Gemara says that if you're not supposed to use it, but if you did use it, it does accomplish something. It is Mekudash Likarev, even though it's not Mekudash Lipasel. One second, ask the Rav Elchanan Wasserman and the Kovach Shirin Baba Kamen, Os Kuflam and Hey, Isurei Hana'ah are not mine. They're Eino Shalo. How can I do anything with it? How can I be Mekadesh it? Rapshita, they're not. It's not mine. Obviously, it's not going to work. And b'di'evet, how does it work anyway? Right? How is it? How am I able to be mekadesh et lipasel? You know, it's not mine. Ask Rabbi Chanan in Baba Kama. He quotes on the line of Hekdisha and Mekudash. He goes v'tzarachian, but maybe minchas me arlo v'kilei akerem the kitshu lipasel ech yachol ahakdash yisuri hana. Yisurei Hana'ah, big suya, right? The Rivash has a whole kuntras about this. Yisurei Hana'ah, Reino Shalom. So how am I mekadesh it at all? V'shema Yesh Lomar. He says, maybe you should be mechalik within Yisurei Hana'ah. V'shema Yesh Lomar. D'dafka Shor Haniskal. D'osr La'asho Solano says Dino. Maybe only Yisurei Hana'ah that you have a chiyuv to burn or to destroy as soon as possible. Maybe those. Chametz. Osr La'asho Sobamoein. So maybe those are not called shalom. Aval ol arla v'kilei akerim af shadina b'sreifa avalomatzinu iser lahash hosan. Right, there's no iser shehia. There's no iser of chametz. Got to get rid of right away. And shor haniskal, there's inu yadin. Kamisas abayim kachmisas ashor. But havi brishusa. So maybe these were just aser b'ana. Havi brishusa le'inyan tashmish shemutu l'shtamish b'enko nadishan deloa havi hana. The mitzvos lavel henos denu. And he continues, goes back. Sarachian. He sounds like from the Rivash. It sounds like no. It's never. You never have any rishus on it. Either way, okay. This is an important discussion of the Rebbe Chanan, but noting, again, you're not supposed to do it, but if you do it, it does have some effect. The Achronim also to give other answers relating to this question. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Kli Kodesh Enikvu. So a Kli Kodesh, that gets a hole in it. So what do I do? Eim Atichin Osan, I'm not allowed to weld it shut. I'm not allowed to, how do you usually fix a metal Kli? I take some heat, and I weld it shut. I'm not supposed to do that. Vein matichin l'tochan avar. And also, I shouldn't take an extra piece of metal, extra piece of lead, and put it in. I shouldn't do that. Nifgemu emisaknin osam. And also, if it becomes damaged in some other way, I shouldn't fix it. What's the reason for all of these halachas? It says later on in the Gemara, but Rashi says it right here. The principle that we know, ein anius b'makam ashiris. Right? You don't try to cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, get new. You're going to use patchwork on Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash? It's not Mechubad. It's not Kavadik for the Beis HaMikdash. So, something breaks, you know what? Either send it back to the kiln and remake it totally, or just don't use it. Right? Ein anius b'makom ashiris. That is the principle. Sakin shenifgam. What about a sakin, a knife that becomes pagum? Rashi says, fourth to last line, pegima gedola. A big damage. Shetikun ashchazasa nikar. It doesn't mean a tiny little nick. It means something that you would notice after fixing it. Ein mashchizin es pekimasa. Again, you don't try to fix it. Right, same type of reason. Nishmata, if the handle comes out of the blade. Ein machzirinata, you don't put it back in the to its kata. Tosfos again here says ein anias malka mashiris. All of these you don't fix. Again, it doesn't mean a tiny little nick or something. The Chafetz Chaim says this on the next line, but we'll mention it now. Right, we're going to get to in a few lines when begadim of the kohanim get stained and dirty. Don't wash them. Don't wash them. Right, ein anias malka mashiris. Ask the Chafetz Chaim. Wait, don't worry, you never wash them. I'm sure they get some drops of blood on their kelim every day. What, every day they're going to have new begadim? Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's impossible. Right, every day. Mistavra, says the Chafetz Chaim here. He's talking about the begadim. But the same idea could apply here. Maybe that's why Rashi says it here. Digio lo nikra rak imahaya alav lichluch mamish. Shehaya adam misbayesh kain lamod bifnei gdolim. It gets seriously dirty. Avalim nataf ala beget tipa. Mu'etes, sheldam. Right, if it gets a little bit, you know, it's very hard to say that you're going to throw those out. Dim lo kein, yeitzarech, lahafsid b'chol yom harbe mibigde kahuna. What, every day you're going to have to throw out kutones, velasos mam psilos, kamat e efshar lakon lizarbe mazara. It's impossible. Remember we had earlier in the Masechta, we had an era of Pesach, they were up to their knees in blood, right, because they were so sane, pokekin. So the Chafetz Chaim and Pashas would apply here too. If it's a little bit, it's not an issue. It just means if it's a serious repair that has to be done, that's what is going to, we say, in anis malka mashiras. Abishol omer, sakin matrefes haisa b'mikdash. There was a certain knife that kept causing trefes. V'nimnu aleha koanim v'ganzua. And they put it away because again, they didn't want to fix it. They didn't want to have to keeping that problem. Similarly, Tana Rabbanon, Big Day Kahuna, ain't osan osan maisa machad ala maisa orek. First of all, the Big Day Kahuna, you didn't make them. You didn't do sew them, you wove them. What's the difference? So Rashi explains, you didn't make various different parts of the beged and then sewed them together. You made one piece, like a miksha type of idea. You made it in one piece. Shene'emar ma'aseh oreg. Nisga alu, once they became dirty. Ein mechapsin lo b'nesef lo ba'ol. You don't wash them. You don't wash them with soap. Habamayim mechapsin, what? With water you would wash them? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, no. Hachi hamar, this is what we meant to say. If it becomes dirty, so that water would be enough to clean it with, then you can even wash it with soap, because it's not considered so dirty. But if it gets so dirty that you're going to have to wash it with soap, so apamai main mechapsin, then you shouldn't even wash it with anything because of ein anias malka mashiras. Or maybe others say that you never wash it because of ein anias malka mashiras. That's the line that where the Chafetz Chaim says what he says. There is a major discussion in the Achronim. There seem to be two principles in Chazal that go in opposite directions. Opposite directions. One is this principle of ein anias malka mashiras, and that is, we always, you don't cut corners in the Beis HaMikdash. Just get something new. Just get something new. And yet we have an opposite principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas al mamon and shel Yisrael. Hashem has rachmanis. He doesn't make us, do the shovel in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Mishneh Maseches Tamid says in Parakei, Misha zacha b'machta noto machta za kesef. You took a silver shovel and you went to the Rosh HaMizbeach and then you stuck it in. Why do you use the silver one inside and then you pour it into the one that's gold? So the Mefarshim there say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas, I'll call Yisrael. Or Rashi and Menachos quotes a source, as we know, before a Kohen declares a house of Tzaras, right before he declares it a Bayis HaMenuga, so what does he do? He tells the people, take everything out of the house. Take everything out of the house. Why? Because, what do you mean? If it becomes tummy, you just put it in the mikvah. I, the klicheris in the house. They'll never be able to become tar, and there, HaKadosh Baruch was chas even on the klicheris of a person, before declaring it a bayis menuka. So that's the opposite. And there are many sources on both sides of the issue. We don't have time to go through it all, but all the achronim try to figure out. So what's the rule? What's the exception? What's the chilik? When do you say this and when do you say that? Just to mention one, the Tiferes Yisrael in Tamid, Os Chav Zayin. He says right here, the context of this mission is about the shovel that I just mentioned, that you say, Hathara Chas al Kvoda al Mamon Asher Yisrael. V'yaf agav de bizvachim, peches, our Gemara, ka'amar de'im mechapsim, b'de gehuda, b'shem de'in aniyaz, v'agam ashiras, nira li, d'hakol l'fi ahefsid, v'afkol l'fi kavad avoda, v'akol l'fi atzarech. That's the pashtus, meaning there is no rule, there, you have to know where to apply it. How much of a hefsid, how much of a tircha, right, so Chazal determined in certain cases, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chazal interpreted the mitzvahs. Umihai taima, hitir l'kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim l'chadas b'shal zahav. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol could use a golden one because he becomes weak. You don't want him to have to do extra avodas, even though you usually don't. Because it's a flexible yisod. If it's a flexible yisod, ubaha meturitz kama sugyas b'shas. Dilufamim kamar Torah chasa, ulufamim kamar ein anius. He says that's why you have to know where to apply it. And he quotes, this is the answer. So again, there's no rule, there's no exception. You just have to know where to apply it. Again, many other suggestions. There are different makoros given in the Gemara, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Me'il, Kulo Shel Tcheles Haya. Once we're talking about begadim, and begadim getting dirty, so let's talk about Bigdei Kahuna. Me'il, the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, the long coat, was made out of all tcheles. All tcheles. Machlokas discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly the me'il looked like. We usually think of the me'il like Rashi. Rashi says it's like a long robe with sleeves. And it has at the bottom, it has the pomegranates and the bells, a long robe. Other Rishonim, I think they say maybe it didn't have sleeves. It was just like went over. Maybe it was even open on the sides. It was something just to put over. Okay, either way. Shene emar, vayas es me'il ha'efod, kalil tcheles. Right, we think you use one or two snails, right, for a little bit of the strings on the tzitzis. This whole beged was made out of tcheles. Shulav ketzad, so what about the bottom? What was on the bottom? As we know, maybe tcheles vargaman tolashani, shizurin, you bring all of these different materials and you weave them together. You weave them into threads and then you weave them together. Voseh osan kemin rimonim. Shalopitchu bipihen, and you make them into a shape like a pomegranate. Shalopitchu pihen, Rashi says that means they're a little after ripening when they're opened a little bit on the bottom. Ukimin konaos shel knasos shebrashi tinokos. It's the same shape. They used to wear these cones on the top of their helmets that children used to use. Umebi shimim v'shtayim zagin, and then you bring 72 bells. Shebahen shimim v'shtayim invalin. Inside of them, you have these clappers. V'tolebahen shloshim v'shisha b'tzadzeh v'shloshim v'shisha b'tzadzeh. You put 36 in the front, 36 in the back. As we know, many of the Bali Musar talk about every step the Kohen Gadol takes, he hears, right? V'nishma kolo b'voel hakodesh. Right, that's the symbol of the Kohen Gadol, knows every single step that he takes is recorded. That's why you hear something. Rabbi Dosa Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Shloshim Mishisha Hayu. There were 36. Shmona Esrei Mitzadzeh Shmona Esrei Mitzadzeh. It wasn't 72 altogether. It was 36 altogether. Good. Omer Avinyani Bar Sason Kemachlokas Kan Kamachlokas Marasagam. Just like there's a machlokas here about how many. There's a machlokas by Tzaras also. How many certain maras were there? Tithan, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Negoyim Maras Negoyim. Rabbi Dosa 36 maras, shivim 72. And we know, as we're about to mention, there's a connection between the me'il and the bells on the bottom and saras. This isn't just haphazard, right? There's me'il's machaper, as we'll see on Lashon Hara, and the bells of the Kohen Gadol, right? Every movement makes a sound, right? It's connected to Lashon Hara. As we know, the Gemara in Arachid lists off a number of averos that Saras is mechaper for, but the first one on the list is Lashon Hara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shiva Dvarim Negoyim Boyim, Al Lashon Hara, Shvichas Damin, Al Shvu Hashal, Al Gili Arayis, Al Gassus Aruach, Al Gezel, Sarasayim, and he goes through Psukim from all over. Explaining how each of those are connected to Tzaras. We mentioned before the one of the sources for HaTorah Chasa is Bayis HaMenuga. Remember, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. According to one opinion, at least, three things never happened. One of them is Bayis HaMenuga. Ben Sora Mora and Irani Dachas also, but Machlokas about the two out of three at least. Amar Binyani Bar Sason, here we go. Lama Nisbacha Parshas Karbanos the Parshas Big Day Kahuna. Why are Karbanos put next to Big Day Kahuna? Why Parshas Truma, Parshas Desabe, they're next to each other? Lomar Lacha, Mar Karbanos Machaprin, Af Big Day Kahuna Machaprin. Just like Karbanos bring Kapara, so too Big Day Kahuna brings Kapara. Is this only when the Kohanim are wearing them, not wearing them? There's an important Rashi in Yuma, right in the top line of Yuma, Ayin Beis Mabeis. The Gemara says, were it not for the Big Day Kahuna, there'd be no Jews left. There'd be no Jews left, were it not for the Big Day Kahuna. And Rashi says there, were it not for the Avoda that's done with the Big Day Kahuna. And the Rashi says, doesn't say that. It says Big Day Kahuna. Doesn't say Avoda. This thing about Bidei Kahuna relates to what we mentioned yesterday, actually. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah, mitzvah Lama Gimel. Separate mitzvah Bidei Kahuna. It's not part of the Avodah. There's something inherent about the Bidei Kahuna. And that's what's reflected by this Gemara also. Again, we can spend a lot of time on this. We don't have time, but at least we'll just read it. Ksone is lechaper as l'shvichas damim. The ksone is in lechaper on shvichas damim on murder. Shneemar vayishchatu sirizim vayitpulu as akutones badam. By the brothers, they took the ksones of Yosef, they dipped it in blood, and that's related to murder, and that's why ksones of the chaper on murder. That also relates, if you remember from the Haggadah Shiurim, our vart that we like to say about karpas and the dipping and ksones, so that's ayin sham. Michlasai mechaber zagili arayis. The shorts or the kli that went on their legs was mechaber zagili arayis. Shneimar vaasela michlasei vad lachasos psar erva. That's the purpose of the michlasai. Mitznefes the hat mechaper zalgasi aruach. Minayin amar Rabbi Chanina yavo davar shebegova v'yechaper al gova. Right, whatever is up top, right, should be mechaper on holding myself too high. Avne mechaper lahuri alev. The belt is mechaper on hiruri alev. Heichad isa, where it sits. What does that mean? Remember from earlier, the avnet was not worn like we wear belts. It was higher up. It was like near the heart. So that's why the avnet is mechaper al hiruri alev. Choshen is a beautiful meshachachma, which we don't have time for. But if you can look in Vayikra, ches zayin. Choshen mechaper al adinim. The choshen is mechaper on monetary law. Shneamar ve'asisa choshen mishpat. Eifon mechaper al chavodes kochavim, avodes zara. Shneamar ein eifod utrafim. If there's no eifod, then there's going to be trafim. There's going to be idols. Mi'il mechaper al lashon hara, as we said up above. Minayin amar bichanina, yover davar shebekol v'yachaper al kol hara. Let the item that makes noise and be mechaper on lashon hara. V'tzitz mechaper al azus panim. V'tzitz should be mechaper on brazenness of face. V'tzitz k'siv v'haya meitzach aharon, u'ba'azus panim k'siv, u'meitzach isha zona haya lach. So it's on brazenness. Eini, is this really true? That's what it's mechaper for. V'yamar Rav Shimon Levi, shnei dvarim lo matzin olam kapara, b'karbanos. Two averas don't have any kapara in karbanos. U'matzin olam kapara b'makam acher. We have a different place where they get kapara from. Elohein, shvichas damim v'lashen hara. Murder and Lashon Hara. Shvichas Damim me Egla Arufa. Shvichas Damim, we get Kapara from Egla Arufa. Right, we know the anonymous corpse. For Lashon Hara, mi Ktores. And Lashon Hara, the Ktores brings Kapara for. Detani Rabbi Chananya. Minayin l'Ktores shemechaper shenemar. V'itines l'Ktores v'yechaper la'am. So he saw by the Magefa, after they complained about what happened to Korach, and the Magefa, the Ktores, saved the day. V'tani Rabbi Yishmael. Al ma Ktores mechaper al Lashon Hara. Yovadavar shebachashoy. Let something private come. V'yechaper al ma'isa chashoy. So we have a problem. So how could we say that Shvichas Damim and Lashon Hara have no kapara in the world of karbanos? We just mentioned two of the begadim. Kasha Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Kasha Shvichas Damim, Shvichas Damim. So where is it? Lo Kasha. Hadi Yediya Man Katlei, Hadi Lo Yediya Man Katlei. Depends. If you know who killed, if you don't know who killed. If you don't know who killed, so then that's Egla Rufa. If you know who killed, so then that's the begadim. Says the Gemara, Yedi Yediya Man Katlei Bar Katalahu. What do you mean? If you know who killed, then you kill the guy. He's Chayav Misa. So, b'meizav lo asubei. If he didn't get hasra, then you can't kill him. And all of the tzibur is connected to the avera that was done, like the Kohen Gadol is connected to every murder that takes place. So that's why you need another kapara mechanism. V'lashon hara, lashon hara, nami lo kasha, habitzina habifarhesya. Also, lashon hara, that's not a stira, because we're talking about private lashon hara and public lashon hara. It's lashon hara either way, private or public. But that's what you need, the two mechaperin. Okay, adon lacham is v'apakadeish, baruch Hashem. We finished the first 9 prakim of Mesech HaZvachim, and Med Hashem, tomorrow we start Kol HaTadi. There's a lot of Shas topics in it, but also it helps us review all the different types of karbanos that we have been talking about throughout the Mesechta. Okay, we'll stop here, and remember, The entire Seder Kachim on the OU website has been sponsored by the Kubietsky family. We thank them for their sponsorship.